Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, wow. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. My name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening in to the show. You're listening to the new 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. That's the call-in number. Call in and weigh in on the show tonight. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. Again, the call-in number to CPA on Duty is 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening to the show, those that are listening via internet and those that are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for listening to the show this evening. Now, I have a great show lined up for you tonight. Now, if you guys do have a Twitter account, I promote the show on Twitter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. You can find me there, follow me there, and you'll get daily Twitters, tweets, daily tweets that about my show with my show notes and all, and you'll be able to listen in to the show. I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of the page there and search for Franklin Williams. If you find me, you'll find me there, and just send me a friend request. I'll confirm you as a friend. That way, you'll be able to get Facebook reminders that I'm having a show, some of my show notes, or what are we discussing on the show for that day, and you can listen in to the show. Also, those of you guys who are on my show page online on the internet, there's an icon there. You should see the icon there that says follow the show or follow this show. I think it says follow the show. If you're on my show page, it says follow the show. Now, if you click on follow the show, you can either set it up as a email alert or a mobile device alert, and it'll alert you about a half hour before the show starts as to what my show is about, some of my show notes, and that way, a half hour before the show, you can get settled in or get to your computer or get on your cell phone, and you'll be able to listen in to the show, okay? So Facebook and Twitter, go there, all right? Now, I have a great show for you guys tonight. The title of the show is How Divorce Hurts Kids. Now, the reason I chose this topic is because I was a product of a divorced marriage. My mom and dad divorced when I was about 4 years old. But I think my story is probably completely different from a lot of stories out there of kids who are hurt by divorces. Now, I can't say that I was hurt by the divorce, because I was 4 years old when the divorce happened. But the reason I say that, kids that are hurt by the divorce is because some kids are older when divorce happens. Of course, divorce happens in all different age ranges. I mean, some kids are 10 when their parents divorce. Some kids are 15 when their parents divorce. Some kids are 8 when their parents divorce. And so that makes a huge dynamic there. But myself, and I can only talk about my experience. If you have an experience for, you know, or you was in a divorce household, call in to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, and one of the reasons that I came up with this subject is that one of my coworkers around my age said that he went, you know, he's in his second marriage. You know, his first marriage, he has two kids by his first marriage. He went to pick up his youngest daughter. I think she's around 10 or something like that. He went to pick her up for visitation, pick her up for the weekend. Well, when he picked her up, she got in the car. She said, "Hang on. I need to go and say bye to Daddy." She got out of the car, went into the house, did her goodbyes, I guess, and came back out. Now, he said that hurt him, and I can understand why, because, you know, he's her daddy. And, you know, the thing I was saying is that, you know, he went to pick up his kid, by his first marriage. Now, he's married again, but he went to pick up his little girl, and she's 10 years old. He went to pick her up for visitation for the weekend, and when he picked her up, she said, "Hold on, before we leave, I need to go and say bye to Daddy." You know, she went in and said and did whatever, and then she came back out and got in the car, and they went on. Now, he didn't say anything to her about it or whatever, but he did say something to his ex-wife about it. Now, my thing is that, you know, I know that he was hurt. I mean, I could see it in his eyes that he was hurt by that. Now, he said the guy's a good guy and all. Her new husband is a good guy and all. So, it's, you know, it's not that hard for him, you know, to accept. But at the same time, I think it is hard for him to accept because I could see it in his eyes. He was hurt. He was visibly hurt by that. And he asked me to talk about that, how divorce hurts kids. Now, he didn't know that I was a product of a divorced household as well. But I told him after he told me that, I was like, man, you know, I'm the product of a divorced household. My mom and dad divorced when I was 4 years old, but 4 years old compared to 10 years old, that's a big difference. And at the same time, I had, you know, I had a gigantic granddad, I had a gigantic grandmom that really took over, my granddad took over that role of, you know, father. And, you know, my granddad was the one that took me fishing. My granddad was the one that taught me a lot of things that men should know. My grandmother taught me a lot of stuff, you know, at the same time. My grandma and my granddad, they were retired. Once I, you know, all I knew was my grandma and granddad were retired. I never known them to work. I found out later as I got older that my grandma never did work. She never worked outside of the home. She was always a stay-at-home mom. My granddad worked on the railroad for umpteen years, and he retired from the railroad. But by the time I got of age, you know, he was retired, and I never saw him go to work at all. And he was getting a pension from the railroad that was, you know, sufficient enough to take care of them, take care of the household and everything. You don't see that anymore. But my granddad taught me everything. He taught me life lessons. You know, he taught me different things about fishing. That's why I'm a great fisherman today, because of my granddad. He even gave me advice later on in life on different subjects. And my grandmom did as well. I'll never forget them in all my days. But I'm kind of getting off topic, and also getting a little bit emotional about that, because they were a huge part of my life. My dad was never, he wasn't in my life probably until pretty much high school. In high school, I started seeing my dad. He lived in California for a few years, and then he came back to town, you know, once I got older. And when I was in high school, some of you guys know out there that are listening to the show that I played high school basketball. And my dad never came to a game, although he was in town. Never came to a game. And but that's okay, because I think I turned out okay. And because my dad never came to a game or whatever, and he didn't seem to me to care a whole lot about us, because I had, you know, a brother and two sisters, is that I always said to myself and to my wife right now that I never walk out on my kids. I don't care what happens, I'll never walk out on my kids. You know, people break up. I mean, people have differences. Everybody's not meant to be married. Some people get married for the wrong reasons or whatever, and then they get divorced because, you know, they can't stand each other. But my thing was that, okay, I'm going to get married, but we have kids. I'm never going to walk out on my kids. I don't care if we don't see eye to eye and we do get a divorce. I'm going to be there for my kids whatever way I can. And that was because of my dad. My dad walked out on us, and I didn't see him for years and years. So that was kind of something that was burning inside of me, not to let happen once I had kids and things like that. I mean, you have differences with your wife or your husband or whatever, and, you know, sometimes those differences manifest into something huge, you know, and then you may say something that you may not mean to say, but you say it. And it hurts them so much that, you know, they can't see around, you know, being with you anymore, and they want to get out of the relationship. But that's just something that I've tried to watch in my relationship and in my marriage. But if you guys understand some of the things that hurt kids in divorce, call into the show. Call in numbers 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I know there are a lot of people that are listening to the show right now that are a product of a broken household, and that's all a broken household is. A broken household is a husband and a wife that split up, and maybe the wife is taking care of the kids. or even sometimes the husband's taking care of the kids and the wife moved on or gone on. I know there are those situations out there too. But I think those situations are, you know, are not as numerous as the situations of a dad walking out on the mom and her kids. And it's just a very touchy subject with me, like I said, because I'm a product of a broken home. But I feel blessed because I had a grandmother and grandfather right there that kind of pulled me in under their wing and showed me a lot of things that, you know, a dad or a father should have. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that with the utmost respect for my grandfather. Anybody that knows me know that my whole thing has been over the years growing up with my granddad. I was named after my granddad. I did everything with him. The only thing I regret, and I don't really regret it, but the only thing I miss I was not able to do with my granddad was go hunting. My granddad was a big rabbit hunter, and I never was able to go hunting with him because once I got old enough to go with him, he didn't want to go anymore. He'd gotten on up in age, and he was not able to walk as much as you need to when you're rabbit hunting. So he had stopped going rabbit hunting when I got of age, and I never did pick up the sport. But he was very good at it. He was very good at a lot of things. He was very good at fishing. And I think that's why I'm so good at fishing, because he was, and he taught me a lot. I owe all my manly traits to my granddad. You know, he taught me so much. But guys, if you're out there listening, the topic tonight is how divorce hurts kids. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, I'm talking about this, and I'm spilling my guts to you guys tonight. And I know a lot of you guys are listening. I know a lot of you guys may be products of this, but may not want to weigh in on this. May hurt you too much. You know, you know, some people may care less. It hurts me as well. But I feel like my radio show is about truthfulness, and I'm spilling truthfulness out to my audience. Because I know that I may help someone. If I help one person out there, and I heard this a long time ago when I was we go to these meetings, and I heard this a long time ago. If my message helps one person, then my message was not in vain. You know, it may be 2,000 people listening to the show tonight. But if my message only helped one of those 2,000 people, then it was not in vain. And I appreciate that. Now, what's amazing and what's ironic about this situation about how divorce hurts kids is that my wife was also a product of a divorced household. And she was a female in a divorced household. I was a male in a divorced household. And then our paths crossed. And we knew that about each other. And we've held on to each other for almost 24 years now. I think probably because of one of those strands in our marriage is from a divorce household. One of those strands. And we won't give up. We won't be broken. And we just keep moving on. And that's what it's about. Nothing else. It's all about our two girls right now. That's what it's all about. And guys, I believe that if you are a product of a divorce household, then whatever that negative part of that was, then you gotta have your mindset that you're not gonna be that negative part of your household when you get in that situation. Just don't back out. Don't stick your tail between your legs and walk away from your kids. Now, I have about a minute left in the show. I know I kind of spilled my guts tonight, but that's okay. Because sometimes that's what people need to move on. And maybe I help someone out there tonight to move on. And that's the reason I have this show. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours listening to the show tomorrow night, because I guarantee you I'll have a dynamite show. Good night, guys, and great
life goes on. Starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet. Things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the times.